Welcome to the fifth and final lesson of this course on manifesting abundance with Reiki. In this lesson, we will be looking at some further methods of incorporating Reiki into your daily engagement with the law of attraction. These methods are not specifically drawn from the Reiki canon, but are powerful additions to your toolkit of ways of working with universal energy in manifesting your desires. You can use all of these methods or just focus on the ones that resonate with you the most. So here's a method using a candle. First of all, write out your intention or goal on a piece of paper. Draw the three Reiki symbols on it with your fingers, saying their mantric names at the same time, in the order 3, 2, 1. Then place the Reiki-empowered piece of paper in front of you. Take a candle and again draw the three Reiki symbols with your fingers or visualize them in the same sequence, but this time over the surface of the candle, and place the candle on the piece of paper on which you've written your goal. Light the candle. The candle is radiating Reiki energy towards your goal and will continue to do so while it's lit. Now sit and practice mindfulness meditation, focusing on your breath. Move your awareness to your heart center and see the Reiki power symbol there, vibrating with energy. Feel the Reiki flow from the universe in through your crown and down to your heart center. See this energy expanding throughout your whole body. Feel this energy of love filling your whole being, radiating outwards throughout your whole being. Be conscious of the desire to bring love and appreciation to yourself, filling yourself with loving kindness. Then feel this same quality of love radiating outwards in every direction to the world around you, bringing love to all those in need. Spend a few minutes with this meditation, finishing by bringing your awareness back to your breath for a few moments. Filling yourself with love is such a critical part of any manifesting process. Now load your breath with Reiki energy and repeat your goal either out loud or to yourself. Really try to feel the emotion and the desire behind it. You could use a phrase such as, "May my goal be manifested with ease," or whatever words resonate best with you. Repeat it as often as you feel necessary. Now turn your palms to face the candle. Visualize symbol one on your palms and project all three symbols in the order 3, 2, 1 towards the candle and your written intention. Sit and project Reiki energy towards the candle and the piece of paper. You may repeat your goal or phrase again, silently or out loud, or just repeat the Reiki mantra again. Continue with the process for a few minutes and then close. Repeat this process every day as long as you feel it necessary. At the end of the process, sit with a feeling of gratitude and visualize love radiating outwards from the center of your heart towards all beings everywhere and to your goal. This next method is an adaptation of the Silver Mind Control method. The Silver Mind Control method, which has its roots in New Thought philosophy as well as parapsychology and brainwave research, is a self-help program created by Jose Silva in the 1960s in Laredo, Texas. The Silver method consists of a set of powerful tools designed to slow brainwave frequency, allowing the mind to reach an optimum state for problem solving, self-healing, and creative thinking. The system also contains teachings on how to practice psychic healing and remote viewing. There are many overlaps between the Silver method and the law of attraction. It uses visualization techniques and affirmations and has methods for developing belief and trust in your inner guidance to create a positive mindset and speed up the manifestation process. It's essentially a tool for connecting to higher intelligence. This is a method that I've given to coaching clients in the past who were struggling on several fronts in bringing into reality the life of their dreams. Many people have had spectacular results with this method. Firstly, take yourself into a meditation focusing on your breath. If you are familiar with the silver three-finger trigger method, then feel free to use this. If not, proceed as you would normally in dropping into a meditative state. Simply be with your breath. Do a loving kindness meditation for yourself. If you're unsure about how to proceed with a loving kindness meditation, check out my free recording of this practice on Insight Timer. Essentially, you are radiating love and kindness and appreciation outwards from your heart throughout your whole being during the meditation practice. Now bring the Reiki power symbol to mind and let it sit glowing and vibrating at your third eye chakra in the center of your forehead. Bring the energy of this symbol into your mouth and repeat the phrase, "Every day in every way, my goals are being realized." You may repeat this as often as you wish, or change it to reflect your specific goal. For instance, "Every day in every way, I am abundantly wealthy." But make sure that you have loaded your breath with the energy of Reiki as you say it. You can also repeat the phrase quietly to yourself as you keep your focus on the symbol at your third eye. Now let your awareness sink down into your body and notice if there is any physical or emotional response to the phrase. If you notice an effect somewhere, you can place your hands there and give yourself some Reiki. If emotional resistance to the phrase surfaces, place symbol 2 at the third eye and sit with this vibrating with energy for a few moments until the emotional resistance is dissolved. Then repeat the phrase again with symbol 1 at the third eye. Go back to symbol 2 anytime you feel an emotional resistance. Using a vision board with Reiki. A vision board is a visual reminder, prompt, and trigger for the goals you wish to manifest. It's created by collaging together images, objects, and words that relate to your goal in a visual display that you put up somewhere in your home or workspace, somewhere where you will see it often, to remind you of your goals. You could hang it on a wall in a room that you use often, or put it on your fridge or a nightstand. Put it on the mirror where you get ready for the day each morning. Vision boards are amazing tools to use to help you manifest personal goals or for envisioning your dream life. They are also being used increasingly in business settings to envision and focus on professional goals and to motivate the team. Vision boards can be used for long-term goals, such as a 5-year plan, or you can create a new one at the start of each year or any time in between. Reiki practitioners have a distinct advantage in working with vision boards to non-Reiki practitioners, as they can use their ability to channel universal energy to their goals using the symbols to boost that connection and empower the whole process. To make a vision board, you're going to need a cork board or a piece of stiff card. Maybe cut down the side of a large cardboard box, or maybe a magnetic whiteboard. You're also going to need tape or glue or magnets, depending on the base you are using. Collect some images from magazines or print them off the internet. You could also collect some inspiring quotes that you find relevant to your goals. You might want some stickers or marker pens, paint, brushes, or highlighters. When constructing your vision board, try to use images that you find inspiring or motivating in some way. Images of people having the sort of success you would love to have in your life. Images of places you want to visit or live. The home you want to live in. The car you want to drive. Find the best, most inspiring images that you can. Also add some text. Try adding in affirmations as well as inspiring quotes that you find particularly empowering. These can be handwritten or done as calligraphy or text that you have cut out or printed off. You can add objects to the vision board. objects with sentimental value that are related to your goal in some way. You can add anything you want to a vision board, as long as it's going to move you forward in the manifestation of your goals. Get creative and make something extraordinary. Vision boards can also be created digitally, and of course, it does allow you access to it on all your devices very easily. I personally feel that a physical vision board is better, as it contains your own personal energy. The goal mapping guru, Brian Main, talks about this extensively. He emphasizes that when your vision board or goal map is done by hand, it carries your personal energy, thus making it much more effective. A goal map is a version of the traditional vision board that takes into account the neuroscience behind the way the mind works. If you wish to make a digital vision board, you can use digital design tools to collage images and words together. Once you're finished, you can simply download it and save it as your wallpaper on your phone, laptop, or tablet. Alternatively, you can take a picture of your physical vision board to display on your devices. Whether you make a physical or digital version, build some flexibility into it by leaving room for additions or alterations later. Life isn't static. Our priorities can change over time, and it can happen that we get directed to something better than our original goal, so we need the ability to shift and refocus our plans. So how do you build some Reiki into the vision board method? There are several ways you can do this. Before sticking everything on your vision board, cover the surface with drawings of Reiki symbols, reciting their associated mantras as you do so. Then stick your images, text, and objects over the symbols. Buried in the vision board, they will be constantly exerting their influence over the goals that you've set. You can also draw the symbols on the back of the vision board. It's often said that you should always ask for Reiki to work for the highest good, but as this is its default anyway, and it never does anything but this, it's not really necessary. But if doing so makes you happy, then go ahead. When you've done with creating your vision board, sit with it for a few minutes each day. Really take it all in visually and emotionally. Feel exactly how it's going to feel when you manifest your goals. Get excited about them and bring them into the present moment. Feel immense gratitude for what you are about to bring into reality. You can also try beaming Reiki at your vision board. Sit or stand in front of it and draw or visualize the Reiki symbols in the order 3-2-1 out towards the vision board. Place symbol 1 in your palms and focus them on your board. Now, for 5 or 10 minutes, beam Reiki directly at your board whilst repeating the full Reiki mantra, having already loaded your breath with Reiki energy. Choku Rei Sei Heiki Honsha Zei Shonen. Again, as with the first method, own the goals and get excited about them. Put your emotional weight into the process while you're beaming. Take a picture of your vision board with your phone so that you can beam Reiki to it at any time, even on vacation. My favorite method, and the one that I found most profound, was to sit with my vision board, placing symbol 1 into both palms, then connecting with one hand to the vision board and the other on my heart chakra for 5 or 10 minutes, whilst repeating the Reiki mantra. Then radiate love towards your vision board while sitting in meditation and doing the loving kindness meditation, this time for your goals and your vision board rather than a person. If you don't know the meditation, you can find my free recording on Insight Timer. This direct connection with the heart seems to have a really profound effect on the process of manifestation. Again, really try to feel the emotional connection and bring the goals into the present moment. Repeat your goals or affirmations from your vision board out loud, but make sure you have loaded your breath with Reiki energy first. When you speak your goals, whether with Reiki or not, you aren't so much speaking your goals into existence as reinforcing a train of positive mind talk, which helps you to stay focused and energetically aligned with the realization of your goals. Adding Reiki into the mix just boosts the whole thing to a new level. At the end of any of these processes, once you are complete, simply sit in meditation, bringing to mind your vision board and your goals. Make them as vivid in your mind as you can. Fill them with your emotional energy and trust that the universe is guiding you towards whatever is for your highest good. Remember, you can't force Reiki to give you what you want. Reiki will give you what you need. Keep your manifestation goals and your vision board in alignment with this focus as much as you can. Refresh or update your vision board whenever you need to. You'll know when it's the right time because your vision board will no longer inspire you. It's possible your goals and passions will have changed since you made it. Once you have your vision board in place, start moving in the direction of your goal. If you want to manifest your dream job, start developing the skills you need. If you want to get fit and healthy, sign up for the gym and start eating better food. Sitting around and just hoping the universe will deliver while you just meditate in front of your vision board is unlikely to bring you the results you want. Miracles happen, of course, especially when you throw Reiki into the mix, but it's best to err on the side of taking responsibility for your own life and getting into action and moving towards your goal. Your vision board is there to help you and keep you laser focused and moving proactively towards what you want for your life. I hope that you have found this short course useful in providing you with some tools to work with in combining Reiki with the law of attraction. If you have any questions about the course or just want to share feedback on your manifesting journey with Reiki, please do feel free to send me a message and I will do my best to get back to you as soon as I can. In the words of Jose Silva, may the rest of your life be the best of your life.